it's important to make the right decisions, like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal, or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions, too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
With a late fourth quarter surge, the Lady Vols clinch its first ranked win of the season after taking down number 17 Iowa 78-68 in New York. So have they now done enough to be among the ranked teams in the country? And what did Danny White say following the signature win? Well, I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. So the three things to know following Tennessee's win over Iowa, and we have to start with Danny White's comments following this signature win, and it's when he said how proud he is of the Lady Vols, and deservingly so. But it was actually his second sentence that caught my attention, and it's when he said that he believes his team is way ahead of schedule. And following a crazy entertaining game that featured 16 lead changes, it led to Tennessee now starting the season 7-0 on the year in Kim Caldwell's debut season. But what makes this ranked win even more impressive is that it's been over a year since the Lady Vols had a ranked win. You actually have to go back to a Kelly Harper-led team in 2023 on November 25th when they took down then number 20 Oklahoma. You fast forward to more than a year later, gets you to the number 17 win over Iowa. And what's more impressive about this win and what makes Danny White's comments even more impactful is when you hear Coach Kim Caldwell talk about how she believes her team is a lot closer to their floor than to their ceiling. And then you look at that and you compare it to really strong back-to-back wins that featured a win over FSU that was sporting the National Player of the Week and Taniya Latson, a really gutsy win over number 17 Iowa on national television. You have to ask yourself, is Tennessee now among the ranked teams in the country? Well, you look to the latest AP poll, week 5, released on December 2nd. Tennessee received 16 votes, which was 7 more than they received the week prior. So as they are playing these bigger games on national television against bigger brands, and they still look just as good, really, as they had in the weeks prior, they're garnering more attention. And that proves to us, and it shows us, that they're doing what they need to do to get the attention, to bolster their argument as being one of the best 25 teams in the country. But will it happen in week 6? I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't. I think maybe for the voters, they're wanting more of a larger sample size of what Coach Kim Caldwell team really looks like. Because if you listen to the announcers and just how they were talking about the game and just how they're so surprised that Kim Caldwell's team just kind of throws up all these threes, and you know they really like this fast-paced offense, I think they're really wanting to really see what the identity of this team is, because for those of us that have watched all 7 of these games, we know that Coach Kim Caldwell's teams are always going to throw up a large number of threes. That's really just how they play the game, although you do want to see them settle in a little earlier, and that will get to my second point in just a second. But just seeing how much more attention that they're continuing to get, this ranked win that they just got on national television, they deserve to be one of the ranked teams. But you also have to look at maybe what these Big Ten teams will do later today, because the final 3 spots in this week's top 25 are all Big Ten teams. So what they do could obviously favor Tennessee being among the ranked teams. I just think they need a few more votes before that actually happens. And honestly, I wouldn't be that upset if they weren't among the ranked teams. This is an incredibly long season, and this is a Coach Kim Caldwell team that she still wants them to go out and prove it. And I think with them maybe leaning into this underdog mentality, I think we'll pay more dividends to them than them being ranked already. But they deserve to be ranked. So I think that they should be among the ranked teams, so I wouldn't be surprised if they aren't. And I wouldn't necessarily hate it if they weren't ranked yet. But I do still think it comes with everyone wanting to have this team have a larger sample size. And the last time that Tennessee was a ranked team actually came in week 18 a year ago in the final week of the AP poll, and they came in at number 23. And that was following like 14 or so weeks where they went unranked. I think it was like they started out 5th and then 15, then 23, and then just dropped off until the final week of the AP poll. So it would be a really nice thing to see the Lady Vols and the program that they are back in the top 25 in rankings, whether the coaches poll or the AP poll, but it still might be a little too soon for that to happen.
At Wallace Real Estate, trust is more than just a word. It's been our foundation since 1936. Whether you seek backyard adventures or a quiet spot for your morning coffee, We understand what makes a house a home. Our agents are here to simplify your home journey and to lead you through the process, whether buying or selling. With Wallace Real Estate, you're getting more than guidance. You're gaining a local partner dedicated to bringing your dreams to life. Start your real estate journey at wallacetn.com.
I say that because of my second point, which is the offense was wildly inconsistent against Iowa. And it really is because of the defense that led to their offensive explosion. And that will be my third point. When you look at them offensively, you know, we've heard so much this season that they need to settle in earlier. They need to have a better shot selection. And Coach Kim Caldwell has also said if they're shooting 25, 29%, they're not going to win many games. Well, that happened against FSU, and their defense helped deliver them a win. It kind of happened against Iowa as well, and their defense helped to deliver them that win. But they had great rhythm inside this game against Iowa. So that's what made their constant attack from the perimeter a bit confusing, especially when you consider how they started the game. They started 2 of 16 through the first two quarters. And for those of us that are not great at math, that's a 12.5%. What makes that even more concerning is looking at they were starting 0 of 11 from the three-point line. And it wasn't until Ruby Whitehorn and Samara Spencer knocked down a pair of threes that they're able to get 2 of 16 through two quarters. So they did get a little bit better in the second half. The third quarter still continues to be an issue for this team. Kim Caldwell has noted that a number of times, that their third quarter is their worst quarter. And it's just, you know, maybe it's that halftime speech that she was talking about a week ago that they need to get a little bit better at. But just knowing what they were doing from the three-point line, but all of the success that they really were finding from the inside, you maybe want to see more inside shots. You know, they started the game by making their first six attempts, and then they missed their next five attempts. Well, what were their next five attempts? Four of them, I believe, were all three-point tries or a long mid-range jumper. I think if they can just drive in the lanes, get those easy layups, you'd rather take those than not, no points at all. And I just think if they can get a little bit more passing and sets going on offense and not just rely on these fast break movements, I think we'll continue to see things happen. What really turned it on was a fourth quarter surge by Talaysia Cooper. Her 10 points helped put Tennessee over the edge, but it was also her defense, which is my third point. The defense delivered another win for Tennessee because it just immediately feeds their offense. So much in these games, you're just waiting for a nice, you know, moment where Talaysia Cooper gets in the pocket of her defender, steals it, and just turns it into a fast break bucket on the other end. And I think that just will always awaken this team. And I think that's what makes this team so incredibly dangerous, because in these back-to-back games, they did not pout, they did not pack it in, but they continued to fight. In these two games, they showed tons of guts, and that's what makes them so dangerous, because it doesn't matter what the score is, how late in the game it is, this team will continue to fight. And that's not something you could always say about these past teams. Really, even sometimes you couldn't even say it about, you know, Tony Vitello's, you know, baseball team. Sometimes they did get a little emotional when they weren't getting these home runs and you got to see them fall apart. Of course, they didn't do that really last year, and that's how they got a national championship. Being able to have that competitive makeup is what will make this team so successful this season. And that's why their ceiling is so high. If they can settle in earlier in these games, you will absolutely see this team take off in the second half of this season, because they took advantage of a weakness from Iowa, and it was the fact that they were a turnover-prone team. They took advantage of that. 18 turnovers in the first half, cashed in for 23 points. They had over 40 points in this game off turnovers alone, and that's how they started the game. That's how they got a 10-2 start against Iowa. It was three back-to-back steals and then three buckets on the other end, and that's how they did it in the very end of this game. And it was nice because after the game, you heard Coach Kim Caldwell say, you know, those final 2 minutes, we were a completely different team. As soon as Talaysia Cooper turned it on, we got back into the groove. We looked like ourselves. And it was what was really nice about this game is that they got back to the press. It was a little softer against FSU, where they weren't pressing as much early in the press, but they really did that against Iowa. And that's where we saw so many of these steals and these quick buckets. And one of them came from Tess Darby, and it was a really nice one too. coming from a steal from the inbounds pass and then just banked it off the board for a layup. And that's what we saw late in the game, 11-0 run in the final few minutes. And Jensen, the head coach for Iowa, she was just like, it wasn't physically fatiguing, but mentally it was so fatiguing how many points they were getting off of these early turnovers, early in the press or early when they were trying to set their offense. And if Talaysia Cooper and Ruby Whitehorn and even Tess Darby, if they're able to continue that and continue that through the middle part of the game and have really good half-court defense, this team will be a problem in so many facets of the game. And I think that is, of course, what will feed their offense and what helped deliver them this win. So understanding all of that, I think Tennessee should be a ranked team. They definitely have to figure some things out on offense. They can't continue just going 0 of 6 or 0 of 11, 2 of 16 to start a game, because once you get into conference play, it might be tough to get those 18-point deficits back. I know Caldwell says that it's as easy to lose that deficit as it is to gain it back, and we've seen some guts from this team that maybe proves that they will be able to cut back into a deficit if they are trailing by that much, but you certainly don't want to test that too early into the season. But following back-to-back wins, I think this should be a ranked team. We'll just see what the voters are saying, but a really solid win on national television in New York for the Lady Vol program to give them some surge heading into these final games before they get into SEC play. I should be back later today to talk about the playoff committee and where Tennessee is, what their path looks like. So we will talk much more later today or later this week on that. Talk to you guys then.